Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller says he believes the health insurance industry needs reform. Just not the kind offered by new health insurance laws that estimates show will extend coverage to 32 million uninsured Americans within 5 years. Zeller spokesman Brian Corbin.
As far as we can determine, never before have individuals been required to buy insurance as a condition of being alive. This is not like car insurance where it's a privilege to drive.
But IUPUI law professor and former state representative David Orentlicker says legal precedents indicate the lawsuit will likely fail.
Well, I think it's more of a political statement than a statement on the merits of the constitutional claims. In fact, you know, we've had a mandate to buy insurance, health insurance, for 45 years in the form of Medicare.
Corbin says work on the suit is being conducted in-house at no additional cost to the state, but Zeller's office and, by extension, Indiana taxpayers will have to share a $50,000 legal contract associated with the suit. Corbin says the lawsuit could go on for several years, meaning the cost will only grow.
He himself, Mr. Zeller himself, is not declaring the law to be unconstitutional. He can't do that. That's not his job. Only the U.S. Supreme Court can do that. He is pointing out, however, as many legal scholars have, that the legislation does raise serious constitutional questions regarding congressional authority.
But Orentlicker says the effort could be considered conservative judicial activism, not a serious challenge of the new law.
You know, it's hard to see a court overturning this. I'm sure they'll do their court shopping, and they'll look for the most conservative judge who has the narrowest view of the Commerce Clause. The Constitution says Congress may regulate interstate commerce, and the health insurance industry is an interstate business.
While the multi-state suit was announced just minutes after President Obama signed the provisions into law, Zeller took a week to ponder his decision. In the meantime, Governor Mitch Daniels weighed in, saying he thought Zeller should jump on board. But the attorney general says his decision to sue on behalf of all Hoosiers was his own decision. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.